Hello friends, welcome to Sab Kuch E-Learning. Today's topic of discussion is the Vedic civilization. The classical civilization, if India developed from the earlier Vedic civilization, was the creation of the Aryans, an invading and semi-nomadic people whose first arrival in the subcontinent is probably to be dated about 1500 BC. Perhaps some 200 years after this estimated date, there began to come into being a collection of religious hymns which were eventually organized as the Rig Veda, the final redaction of which people date 1000 BC. Our knowledge of the Aryans in India during this earliest period is primarily based on this work, the Rig Veda, emerges a fairly clear picture of the situation at that time. A series of related tribes settled mainly in Punjab and adjacent regions, speaking a common language, sharing a common religion, and designating themselves by the name Arya. In Sanskrit, the word Arya means a noble, elite, etc. Aryans were the most illustrious group of men in history. They were tall, fair, complexion, good-looking, and cultured people. Groups of Aryans are said to have settled in different countries and developed some of the most remarkable civilization of the world. It is generally believed that the Aryans were not the original inhabitants of India. Some historians say that the original home of Aryans was Central Asia steppe. Others opined that their original home was in southern Russia near Caspian Sea or in the southeast Europe in Austria and Hungary. Professor Max Müller had opinion that the original home of the Aryans is somewhere near the Caspian Sea, and from here they migrated to different parts of the world, and any historicism agree with this theory. The Aryan who had migrated to India are known as Indo-Aryans. They were the first people who entered India through the northwestern passes. The common descent of the Aryans is also indicated by the fact that Sanskrit, the language of Indo-Aryans, is closely related to many European and Western Asian languages. Sources for studying Vedic culture. We have two types of sources for studying the Vedic culture: literary and archaeological sources. Literary sources. The literary sources for studying the Vedic culture is the Vedic literatures of the Aryans. The Vedic literatures consist of Vedas, Brahmins, Aranyakans, and Upanishads. The word Vedas come from the root Ved, which means knowledge. It is applied as a body of literature which has been handed down by oral transmissions of knowledge, is called Shruti. The Vedas are believed to contain the sacred knowledge of divine revelation. The Vedas are believed to contain the sacred knowledge or divine revelation. The Vedas are the most ancient work in the Indo-European from definite periods. They were the mantras of various rishis from different periods. The Vedas are the oldest collections of literatures of the Indo-Aryans and are the major sources of information about the people and their life in ancient times. The Vedas are four in number, namely the Rig Veda, the Sama Veda, the Yajur Veda, and Athar Veda. The Rig Veda is the oldest of the four Vedas. Rig Veda. It is the most ancient book of religion in the world. It is considered as the first book of mankind. Being the oldest of Vedic literature, it is the most important because it is the valuable records of ancient India. It is generally considered to be written around 1700 BC, and its last suktas is probably written around 1500 BC. It is not a historical account but compilation of suktas by the successive generations of all rishis. The Rig Vedic Samhita, Vedas are also called Samhita, comprise of 10 books or mandals. Book 1st, 8th, 9th and 10th are considered to be later additions to the Samhitas. Scholars found similarities in the language used in the Rig Veda and the Avesta, the oldest Iranian text. Book 1st and 10th are added at the last. Rig Vedic Samhita contains 1028 suktas, hymns, which are divided into 10 books on the basis of subject and author name. As the Aryans had no script of their own, the hymns of the Rig Veda were memorized and passed orally from the one generation to the other before being recorded in written from at a much later stage. It has many hymns or mantras like the Gayatri Mantra, which is recited by the Hindus in their houses. It is said to represent the voice of gods. Many hymns or mantras were written in praises of different gods of nature. A good example of that is Gayatri Mantra, which is written in praise of Savitri. The Rig Veda gives us information not only on the early Vedic religion and their gods, but also on the social conditional of those days. It points to settled people, an organized society, and full-grown civilization. Samaveda or Samhita. It mainly contains verses taken from the Rig Veda with reference to Soma sacrifice. Its hymns are set to music. The Samaveda has hymns meant for the priest only who sang them at the time of the performance of Yajna. It tells us much about the music of the ancient Aryans. Yajur Samhit, Yajur Veda. It contains hymns, mantras concerning sacrifices. The study of this Veda show that the Aryans had acquired knowledge of sacrifices by that time. It depicts changes in the social and religious conditions which had come in the society from that period of the Rig Veda. The Yajur Veda has two parts, the white and the black. The former consists of hymns and later contains commentaries. Athar Veda or Athar Samhita. It contains mantras on three topics, Gyan, knowledge, Karma, deeds, and Upasana, invocation. It is important from the point of view of knowing the history of science in India. It is also a collection of spells and charms which were popular among the people. This Veda throws light on the beliefs of the people. Some of the mantras are believed to bring success in life, while some were used to ward off evil spirits responsible for disease and suffering. This Veda believed to be a later composition and contains some non-Aryan cultural material. It seems to have been composed when a synthesis of Aryan and non-Aryan cultures took place. Brahmanas. Belonging to the second great class of Vedic literature, Brahmanas are treatises relating to prayers and sacrificial ceremony. Their subject matter is ritual and language is prose. In short, they deal with science of sacrifice. They provide us information about not only sacrifices and ceremonies, but also the theology, philosophy, manners and customs of the later Vedic period. The Brahmanas of the Rig Vedas are intended for the use of invoking priest, those of the Yajur Veda for the officiating priest, and those of the Sama Veda for the chanting priest. The Brahmanas are the commentaries on the Vedic mantras. They are written in prose and deal mainly with rituals connected with sacrifices. They are written in easy prose for the benefit of the common people. The difficult concepts of the Vedic tenets have been illustrated through stories which make them easy to understand. Rig Veda, Atveya, Kaustuki, Samgyan. Yajur Veda, Satpat, Taitriya. Samaveda, Jaimini, Kemdogya. Athar Veda, Goptas. Aryankas. These forest books deal with the mysticism and symbolism of sacrifice and priestly philosophy. The Aranyakas contain transitional material between the mythology and ritual of the Samhitas and Brahmanas. On the one hand, and the philosophical speculations of the Upanishads, on the other hand, the ritual is given a symbolic meaning, and knowledge of this meaning becomes more important than the performance of the rituals itself. This principle then becomes the starting point of Upanishad speculations. They lay more stress on knowledge of God, soul, world and man. Upanishads. They are the philosophical text dealing with topics like the universal soul, the absolute, the individual self, the origin of the universe, and so on. They are the concluding parts of the Brahmanas and are also called Vedanta. They contain the Indian philosophy. They give us information on matter, Prakriti, soul, Atma, and God, Brahma. The Upanishads criticize the rituals and lay stress on the doctrine of karma and the right knowledge. They also deal with the doctrines of karma, action, mukti, salvation, maya, illusion, and transmigration of the soul. They have been translated into major languages of the world. According to Upanishads, there are two kinds of knowledge, the higher and the lower. The higher knowledge helps us to know the imperishable Brahma, while the lower can be gathered from the four Vedas as well as six Vedangas, limbs or Vedas. The Upanishads cannot be regarded as presenting a consistent, homogeneous or unified philosophical system, though there are certain doctrines held in common. Archaeological sources. Excavations conducted in Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Northern Rajasthan along the Indus and Ghaggan rivers over the last 40 years have unearthed many post-Harappan settlements from these regions. Scholars have also been able to bring into light some important archaeological evidence from West Asia and Africa. The excitation and the Bognas, Koi, Turkey inscriptions in the script of Babylonian Cuny from yields information about the oldest known group of Aryans, the Hittites, who moved into Asia Minor before 1950 BC. One of the Bognas, Koi inscription gives the copy of the peace treaty about 1400 BC between the Hittites and the Aryani rulers of the Mitanni, in which the names of the Vedic gods Indra, Varuna, Mitra and Nastyas have been invoked, evidently from the side of the later. Early settlement. It is generally believed that the Aryans came to India in groups and settled in the areas of northwestern province in Pakistan and the Punjab, which they had named Sapt Sindhu or the land of seven rivers. Later they called this area Brahmavatara or the land of Brahma. The Aryans were found to have occupying the whole of the present region of Punjab from about 1500 BC. The first group of the Aryans fought against the Dravidians and other inhabitants, whom they defeated and pushed down towards South India. The Aryans were also the victim of infightings and inter-tribal wars. The Aryans pushed their way along the river Ganga and Yamuna from Sapt Sindhu and occupied the whole northern India from the Himalayas to Vishdyas. This area was called Aryavarta or the land of Aryans. The period between 1000 BC and 600 BC, during which the Aryans settled in the Gangetic Valley, was known as the later Vedic Age. The events relating to Ramayana and Mahabharata took place during this later Vedic period. India as reflected in Vedic literature, social system. Early Rig Vedic period. The smallest unit of early Vedic society was family or kula. Many family comprises forms the gram village headed by the gramini headman. Many grams forms the vish headed by the vishpati, and many vish comprises to form jana tribe. Rig Vedic society was a patriarchal society where the head of the family was the elder mate, generally the father. Society was patriarchal. The birth of a son was the common desire of the people. Even though the society was patriarchal, women had also important position in it. They were educated and they had access to the assemblies. There are also instances of women who composed hymns. They had right to choose their partners and could marry late. However, women were always thought to be dependent on their fathers, brothers or husbands. Education was imparted orally, but the tradition of education was not very well developed in this period. The society was not divided according to caste lines, but into three different groups, the warriors, elite, purohits, priests, and the artisans, common people. Later Vedic period. With the passage of time, changes occurred in the early Vedic society along with some continuity. Like Vedic society, the later Vedic society was also a patriarchal, and the pattern of joint family persists in the society. The later Vedic society was based on Varna system, unlike the Rig Vedic society, and comprised four Varnas: Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and the Shudras. But thus, social satisfaction was not very rigid. Marriage was a sacred ritual during later Vedic period, but eight forms of marriage were not prevalent. Marriage are done for sexual satisfaction and fulfillment of child need. No prevalence of child marriage. The custom of polygamy, widow remarriage, intercaste marriages and dowry was prevalent in the society, but no sati was practiced. During the later Vedic period, there was a decrease in the status of women in comparison with the Rig Vedic society. They were denied of right of assemblies, taking parts in rituals, ceremonies and sacrifices. Women are now considered causes of all sufferings and sorrows. Thus, we can say that there occurred a huge change in society during the journey from Rig Vedic era to later Vedic phase. Political system. Rig Vedic period. The early Rig Vedic society, in which social relations based on kinship ties were predominant. The tribe was referred to as the Jana. Many clans which formed a tribe. The clans settled in villages formed a tribe or grama. Identity in Rig Vedic period was related to Jana, into which one was born. The tribal polity was not completely egalitarian. A division is found in the Rig Veda itself, the warrior groups, the Rajanyas who fought wars, and other group who formed the junior or subordinate lineage. The office of the Rajan assumed importance on account of wars, etc. Wars are fought for the cow wealth. The office of the Rajan assumed importance on account of wars, etc. Wars are fought for the cow wealth. Tribal assemblies, example, the Gana, Vidata, Sabha and Samiti are mentioned in the Rig Veda. The Sabha may have been the cardinal to select clan members, and the Samiti perhaps comprises the whole clan. These assembles performed the functions of the government and administration and were also involved in the selection of Raja from the clan men. Economy. Early Vedic period. The Rig Vedic economy was primarily pastoral, but it was familiar with agriculture. Wealth was primarily computed in heads of cattle as well as horses. Cattle being the main wealth, cattle raids were a major form of increasing wealth apart from the breeding cattle. This is common to many cattle keeping societies. The banks of the Saraswati are described as rich pasturation. It is argued cannot exist in isolation and requires a relationship with farmers. Gift exchange and redistribution had an important economic role in the society. Tribal conflicts led to the payments of tributes and presentations, that is bali, to the victorious chiefs by the defeated groups. The chief fed and gave gifts to his clan's men during ceremonies and other occasions. Evidence of trade and commerce in Rig Vedic period is meager. There was no concept of private property based on land ownership. Later Vedic period. A comparative study of the early and later Vedic text suggests a gradual change from pastoration to agriculture as the predominant economy, although the former never totally declined in the Western Ganga plain. The economic pattern varied, however, from area to area. Thus, the region around Mathura continued to be substantially pastoral for many centuries, whereas the middle Ganga plain has limited evidence of past oration. Both the archaeological and literary sources document the introduction of rice as the staple diet of the people. It appears now that cropping was practiced now and the field grew. Both the rice and barley mixed farming led to the rise of sedentary settlements. Thus, durable materials were being used for house construction owing to the adaptation of sedentary lifestyle. Initially, the land was owned by the clan or the vis, but gradually, land ownership changed to family ownership, and finally, land became a private property and a wealth of man or household. Religious life. Early Vedic phase. The religious ideas of the Rig Vedic people are reflected in the hymns of the Rig Veda. They venerated the natural forces around them like wind, rain, thunder, fire, water, etc., which they could not control and invested natural with divinity conceived in human forms, which were mostly masculine. Very few female deities were venerated. The religion thus reflected the patriarchal society and was that of primitive animism. Indra was the god of strength who was invoked to destroy the enemies. He was the god of thunder and was the rainmaker who was asked periodically to release the water. Agni, next importance to Indra, was the god of fire. He was considered to be an intermediary between the heaven and earth. Varuna personified water and he was the upholder of the natural order of the universe, that is Rita, and he perishes who disturb this order. The Vedic religion was sacrificial. Sacrifices or yajnas were performed to invoke the gods in order to grant boons, either victory in battles or for acquisition of cattle, sons, etc. Sacrificial religion is a religion of the pastoral people. Animal sacrifice is rampant in pastoral society. Thus, the Rig Vedic religion reflected the patriarchal pastoral society and was materialistic in perspective. Later Vedic period. Important changes took place during later Vedic period in the field of religion and philosophy. Two prominent Rig Vedic gods, Indra and Agni, lost their importance. Prajapati, the creator, became important. This phenomena also represents the importance of 70s now. Since creation myths are important now and Vishnu was conceived as the creator and protector, cattle in the former period. The changing status of the deities are indication of the change in the characters of the tribes from the pastoral group to sedentary agriculturist group. The Rig Vedic gods who represented natural phenomena were slowly discarded and the personification of natural elements as divine beings become very complex. A new science of priestcraft emerged during later Vedic period due to the growing complexities involved in the performance of the sacrifices or yajnas. Thus, a class of priests became specialist in the performance of yajnas. Thus, we find that a great change in religious benefits and practices had taken place between the early Vedic and the later Vedic period. This change was partly related to the shift from pastorals to agriculture. The religious change of this period parallel and reflect the socio-political and economic changes that had taken place from the early Rig Vedic period to the late Vedic period.